So Hare Krishna, once again, I welcome you very much, and I join Govinda Dev and all the Vaishnavas in the world in wishing you a wonderful Radhastami. This, as we hope to see, is a very important day for the world of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And we would like to introduce our lecture by this beautiful song which Srila Prabhupada is found to sing quite often. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. It says, O Radha, all glories to you. O beloved of Madhava, your glories are sung by the circle of the youthful maidens of Gokula. And it ends, bestow your compassion upon me, O you who brim. Brim means who are so full and who are so vibrant with compassion. Your transcendental qualities and character are described by Sanaka and Sanatana. So let us try to sing it. I'm also not so expert in this, but let's go again. Radhe Radhe Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Everybody, Radhe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Namo Dharati Padana Veshe Hari Niskuta Vrinda Vipineshe Amodarati Padanaveshe Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite Rishabhanu Dati Navashashileke Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishake Rishabhanu
Brishabanu Dadi Nava Shashileke Hari Niskuta Brim Dabi Prineshe Karunam kurumai karuna bharite sanaka sanatana vanita charite Karunam kurumai karuna bharite sanaka sanatana vanita charite Please bestow your compassion upon me, O you who brim over with compassion. Your transcendental qualities and characters are sung by Sanaka and Sanatana. Oh, Yes. so da 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 bra ja ja na randana yamuna tira banachari yamuna tira banachari mera radha madhava dunya bihari mera radha madhava dunya bihari
precisely, how do we know anything about the world of the spirit? Oh. We cannot know with our senses. We cannot know with our mind. We cannot know through our neurological patterns. We know by the revealed scriptures, and for us Vaishnavas, the highest scripture is the Bhagavatam, and it builds the foundation, and if you so want, the pramana or proof for the spiritual reality. But alas, the name of Radha is not found directly in Bhagavatam. So what are we doing on Radhastami? There's one verse where the name Radha is derived. As I see things developing, you will all fall asleep. We really need to open the windows. I do know that this is the day for tapasya, for those who sit next to the windows. We also need to have the door open. It's really important because we are all a little tired, perhaps, from singing so many hours, and we will need this. So Prabhupada, I take this before, he says, sometimes the critics of Srimad Bhagavatam find it difficult to find Radharani's holy name in that book. But there is a secret, and it is disclosed here. And I will read the whole purport in a few seconds. The secret is here in the first verse, first line. Anaya radito, radito, no? It is there. So please repeat after me. Anaya anaya radito nunam.
Anaya radito nunam.
Bhagavan Hadir Ishvara. Yanno vihaya Govinda.
Yanno vihaya Govinda.
Prito yam anayat raha.
Prito yam anayat raha.
Anaya radito nunam.
Anaya radito nunam.
Bhagavan Hari Ishvara.
Bhagavan Hari Ishvara.
Yanno vihaya Govinda.
Yanno vihaya Govinda.
Trito yam manayat raha.
Trito yam manayat raha.
Yes, please, someone chant. Anaya radito nunam.
Bhagavan
Ishvaraha. Yanno vihaya Govinda. Prito yam
manayatra.
Yes, one Vaishnavi, please.
Anaya radito nunam.
Anaya, by her, Araditaha, worshipped, Nunam,
indeed,
Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Harihi, Krishna, Krishna. Ishvara,
Ishvara,
the Lord,
Yad,
from which, Naha,
us,
Vihaya,
rejecting,
Govinda, Lord Shri
Krishna,
Prita, satisfied,
Yam,
whom
Anayat
brought
Raha
a secluded place. Let us have the context. Many of you do know the context, but just so that everything flows in a sequence. Sri Krishna had called the beautiful gopis, at the wonderful Sharad Purnim night, night where the full moon was in its most beautiful manifestation. This night will come quite soon. When they arrived, leaving behind their homes, their husbands, their babies, or in some cases where they were not married, leaving the home of their parents, Krishna told them, "You have seen now the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan, please return. It's not all right by the standards of our civilization that you associate with me." Krishna was right. If a young girl was, or young lady, married or unmarried, didn't make any difference, would go out in the night, she would never be accepted again in her house. She would be rejected by the society, and her chances for survival were very dim. So the gopis protested. They said, "You're not a young boy. You are the Lord of all. Have we ever heard that Narayan rejects a soul who surrenders? No. So why? You're acting wrongly. We are not going anywhere." So at that time, Krishna had disappeared out of their... No, Krishna had accepted them first. He had requested them that this night is very suitable for dancing the Rasa dance, a beautiful dance that is quite common. All the dancers assemble in one huge circle, and this was a huge, huge, huge circle. But then, as he was just starting this, his invitation to join with him in this his pastime, he had disappeared. And the gopis were heartbroken. You know, they had given up everything to be with Krishna. Now Krishna seemingly had rejected them and left them in the dark forest. What was the future? They were without any shelter, neither human shelter nor divine shelter. It was clearly what people in our Europe call the dark night of the soul. They were abandoned by God and the world. Then they began to search Krishna, and they found footprints, and these footprints were joined by another set of footprints. And when they looked to the second footprint, they could clearly mark out this is Krishna's by the signs which Krishna has in his footprint. And they also knew, at least some of them knew, the footprints of the second set of footprints. This was Radharani's footprints. So Radha and Krishna were together, and then they began to talk amongst themselves and spoke this verse. Yes, you understand? This verse is when the gopis, who were without shelter in society and without shelter in the Lord, when they saw Krishna was together with his most beloved a worshipper. No, they said, this is what they said. Dear friends, they addressed each other as friends. They knew each other, they had grown up together. Dear friends, that gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else. And the word for this is aradita. So now Prabhupada's purport. The name Radha is derived from this verse, from the words anayaradita, meaning by her the Lord is worship. Yes, you are, some of you are actually listening. Sometimes the critics of Srimad Bhagavatam find it difficult to find Radharani's holy name in that book. But the secret is disclosed here in the word aradita, from which the name Radha has come. Of course, the name of Radharani is directly mentioned in other Puranas. We will hear some references. It is there. This gopi's worship of Krishna is topmost, and therefore her name is Radha, or the topmost worshipper. Yes. You might ask yourself, if Radha is so central to the Vaishnavas that they always address the Lord as Radha Krishna. First Radha, then Krishna. Then they address him as, what are the names of these deities? Radha Giridhari. Yes. Do you know other names of the divine couple where Radha's name is first? Radha Syam Sunda. Radha Madan Mohan. Radha Gokul. Gokul Ananda even. Yes. Radha Mulidar. Radha. Someone said Govinda. That's not correct. Radha Govinda. No? Yes, yes, yes. Very highly important, it seems. So why is this not mentioned in the Bhagavatam? You find Krishna's name. You find so many Krishna's names. Those who study the Bhagavatam, there are now many study programs, and our temple here will offer one study program also. They know in each canto there are about 50 different names of Krishna. Yes. So many names of Krishna, sometimes 70 names of Krishna. Why not Radha? Are you in some strange sect which has no connection with the scriptures? Some imagination? For this we need acharyas to explain it. It is a thing which Prabhupada addresses. There are critics who say, where is your Radha? In your scripture. No? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a beautiful explanation in these verses, such as which follow 10, 30, 14, where the gopis look for Krishna. It's a very beautiful. You will have to concentrate a little bit as if your spiritual life is dependent on this information. And the mothers will need to take care of their little babies. Yes, they are also there. They need something, this baby. Please go and take care of the baby. Most probably it's milk. When Sugardev, you're still here and not taking care of your baby, what is wrong with you? Please take care. when Shukadev was about to describe the mysterious pastimes of the gopis in the assembly of which assembly are we speaking about? Yes, the Emperor Parikshit. No, he came at the fag end of his life. There was a huge assembly of saints, sadhus. Huh? When Shukadev was about, he just wanted to explain the mysterious pastimes of the gopis appeared to him and inspired him not to reveal their names in the assembly. No na katavada sadvishviti namani. No? Namami, where's the no? No, 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 they said, no, no, don't. It's in your mind, but don't bring it over your tongue. On receiving this prohibition of the gopis, Shukadev was immersed in the ocean of bliss, and in spite of describing their pastimes very nicely, he has not mentioned their names. In not doing so, he merely executed the order of the command. Still the mystery is half revealed. Okay. He was forbidden to say the name Radha directly and Lalita and Vishakha. Why? You must know, in the spiritual world, on her left hand, Srimati Radharani has one. Who is there on her left hand? She has Vishakha on her left hand. Can you please think a little? A parrot, yes. A parrot. And she teaches him the verses of the Bhagavatam. Nashtaprayeshu apadreshu. And the parrot repeats it. Nashta prayeshu avadreshu. And then Radharani feeds the parrot with pomegranate seeds. You know, this is a fruit that has many of these beautiful seeds which have a very nice taste and are very, yeah, they are, carry a lot of vitamins with them. So this parrot comes into the world. He's born in the womb of whom? Vyasadeva's wife. And takes birth as a saintly being who immediately leaves the ashram of his father and mother and walks, because he knows he has to find that one listener who was searching for Krishna since his birth. What is his name? Parikshit. Yes, yes, yes. And he finds him in an assembly. How many days he has to live still? He's at the verge of death. 7 days, yes, right. And then he talks what he has learned from Radha and what was confirmed by his father Vyasadeva. I said he left immediately the ashram of Vyasadeva, but that's not entire. Yes, he left initially. Then his father sent people to search him. He had hidden in the forest. He And when he came back, his father Vyasadeva taught him, repeated to him the entire Bhagavatam once again. No, so now when Shukadev Goswami comes into the assembly, he is immediately recognized as a great saint, although he's so young. We have in our movement now a few very young devotees who are very saintly and very, very, very learned. And those who, many of my god brothers know, some great souls have taken birth in the movement. And yes, they are there. They cannot be judged by their age. Cannot be judged by their age. Shukadev Goswami then came to the 10th canto after going through the previous cantos, and he had noted also what was obvious. It was a mixed audience. There were impersonalists, there were practitioners of the Ashtanga Yoga path, there were Kama Kandis, those who believed in their own strengths to enjoy this world and the thereafter on some heavenly planets. It was a really Sunday crowd. Those who preach Krishna consciousness find the Sunday crowd the most challenging crowd in the world, because on one hand you have sometimes very old devotees who want to hear something that inspires them now, where they are now in their spiritual life. They want to hear things about perhaps something about the person whose name they always chant, Krishna, 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 and so on. And then you have very young people who just pressed out their cigarette before they went into the temple, and they still are confused, dazed, and bewildered, and so on. And so to speak to both audience, a very elevated audience, and people who are just on their starting their path, is very difficult. Very difficult. If you don't want to always say general things which everyone can understand, no? So this was a mixed crowd. And the gopis therefore said, they are not ready to hear the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna in detail. It must be mentioned. It will be mentioned. But please, not with our names. This should be clear. I mean, my parents, they were still of the old generations, they never spoke about their activities as husband and wife to outsiders. Not even the family people could hear anything. When they discussed as husband and wife, they always did alone in a room, and sometimes a child came. So this is not talked about. It's confidential. It is private. It is extremely personal and sweet. Yes. And therefore, even on Radhastami, caution needs to be applied to the words. They need to, because it is very, very sweet and very confidential, the pastimes. And not all members in a huge international movement are at all interested in this. They feel not happy with it. So therefore, yes, some caution is required in a public forum, also in our movement. However, the fact must be said. There's someone who worships Krishna is the topmost worshipper of Krishna. And we can learn so much and we can profit so much by receiving her mercy. Sanatan Goswami, one of our great acharyas, who wrote a tika about, on the Bhagavatam, has written one very, very interesting work. It's called Krishna Lila Stava. It is something very interesting. Goes through all the topics of the Bhagavatam, but bit by bit, it talks about one small section of the Bhagavatam, and then the work encourages us, Namaha, pay your obeisances now. So it's really has some verses, and then you go either down with your head to pay your obeisances, or you do the lazy obeisances like this, you know, or like this. But you pay obeisances to Krishna's pastime. And there he talks about Radharani very directly, and I want to ask you to chant with me this beautiful verse which appears there. Radha Radhita, Radhesha, Radhika, Pranavallabha, Radharamana Vanditvam, Radhika Prema Nirjita. O Lord of Radha. Yes, we tend to bring all our mental power to pronunciation. So first let us hear without, and then if you wish, we can say together. So let our mind first listen. No? O Lord of Radha, you are fully worshipped by Radha. You are the treasure of Radhika's life. O enjoyer of Radha, I offer my respect to you who were defeated by Radha's love. May I ask you to whom is this obeisance? To Krishna, yes. And Krishna is worshipped here in relation to Radharani. O Lord of Radha.
O Lord of Radha.
Yes, you're not speaking. Is something wrong? Fully worshipped by Radha.
Fully worshipped by Radha.
Treasure of Radhika's life.
Treasure of Radhika's life.
O enjoyer of Radha.
O enjoyer of Radha.
I offer my respects to you.
I offer my respects to you.
Who were defeated by Radha's love. This in Krishna Lila Stava, text 272, a beautiful verse which many devotees love this verse very much. So, okay, now it's time to ask the question. So when Krishna is seen as the Lord of Radha, who's worshipped by Radha, and if Radha's name is kept secret in the Bhagavatam because it seems to be such a confidential secret, then who is Radha for us who need to approach the subject with all what we have? We may not have so much bhakti in our hearts as of yet, but we have some brain, some jnana. We can ask questions, we can hear something. You must know Radha is the topmost energy of Krishna. Sridhar Swami says, Shakti means energy, is the external manifestation of something that is internal. Let us have an understanding, and you can only understand the person by his or her Shakti. Let us go a little bit more into this, because you can only understand Krishna really if you understand his Shakti also. As long as we don't see the Shakti, we cannot understand a person. I have a god brother who's here in our room. It's Dr. Krishna Chetra, professor. Now he looks like one of us. He has the same dress, the same haircut. He has the same ornamental tilak. But if he starts to talk, you and at least I cannot, it is so high on the intellectual platform that I have to say yes, yes, yes. I'm a fool from Germany. I can't. When his Shakti of knowing subjects which he has studied, which he presents in the university and in conference, when his knowledge Shakti becomes seen as he talks, we go, yes, Dr. Krishna Chetra Swami, and so on. Or let us say, when we look at Adiras, the devotee who sings so beautiful, when he is walking amongst us, he is bent over a little due to old age now. The moment he starts to sing, there's a whole orchestra in his music. He has singing Shakti or music Shakti, which is amazing. I have seen Adiras on photos with a whole orchestra, symphony, Philadelphia, Symphononetska, and everything, or key, or however we say in Russian. Or, you know, Paramatma Krishna Prabhu looks like an ordinary person. But come to Berlin, see the altar which he built. This man has building Shakti. And then we understand, oh, he's very fine. He's a very refined person. He's not just a strong Paramatma, and when so on. Or when you see someone fighting with 10 persons and defeating them all. He used to look like a little guy from China, and then he sends 10 people with his expert movements to the moon, you know. So, you know, this man has fighting Shakti. If you see Brahma constructing a universe, you know, wow, he has Shakti. He's blessed by the Lord. In the same way, Krishna has various Shaktis, and that's why he is worshipped as the Supreme Lord. He's not some person from a village in Vrindavan, although the Vrijbasis see him like this. But even in his Braj Leela, from time to time, Krishna shows his mother the universe in his mouth. Look at my Shakti. Yes. So, in general, see, Krishna has three Shaktis. Do you know these three Shaktis? Yeah. We come to this. He has the Antaranga Shakti, by which he manifests what? The entire spiritual world. I'm taking you now through a Bhakta course. You should know this by now. He has also another Shakti, which is called, by which he manifests this world, Bahiranga Shakti, or we can call it also Maya Shakti. And he has a third Shakti. You belong to this. You should know this. Tatastha Shakti or Jiva Shakti, no? The living entity. That all comes from the God, no? The spiritual world comes from God, the material world comes to God, from God and all of us, and even and the animals and the plant world, everything. Now his his Antaranga Shakti, that is his inner Shakti by which he manifests the spiritual world, had three sub-shaktis. Do you know them all? The first is the Shit-shakti, as someone said, that is the existence of the spiritual world. That's the knowledge-shakti. Then the existence-shakti is Sandini-shakti, correct. And then he has the pleasure energy, the ecstasy energy, and I think all of you are so interested in this that you know the name. Gladini Shakti, yes. Which when it condenses more, this ecstatic Shakti becomes Prema. And when it condenses more, it becomes what is known as Mahabhava, very sweet. And Radharani is the form of this ecstatic Shakti, the concentrated form. And this form, or she, nourishes Krishna and you know it, the devotees, exactly. When you perform devotional service, have you sometimes noted that you become very blissful by this? Have you? Or is it always difficult? I don't think you're thinking at the moment. Please, we need you. A lecture is not a monologue. It is some giving and taking between the audience, and I will, if you don't think, I will embarrass you totally on Radhastami, which you will never forget. You will become red in your face. So do me a favor, think. Don't worry. This is a blissful day, and Radharani is. I will not do Vaishnava aparad on this day. So yes, Srimati Radharani, my dear devotees, is the divine goddess of devotional service also. It is from her that bhakti, which we all want so much in our lives, comes, and we pray to her for this manifestation of bhakti. She can give it. She's bhakti pradayini. No? She can give a bhakti. And those who perform devotional service, Krishna speaks about them. Mahatmanas tumang pata devim prakritim ashrita. The devotees and then the great souls perform their devotional service under the shelter of the Devi Prakriti, the divine energy, Radharani. In this way, the Bhagavad Gita also glorifies Radha, but in an indirect way, no? Like the Bhagavatam. So by understanding Krishna, that he is, here we even say, he is a Lord of love. Isn't that a wonderful God, no? A God of love, not a God of anger, not a God of passive thing. He's the God of love, and he wants to he wants to taste love. He wants to taste the love of Radharani, and he wishes to taste the love of all those souls who perform devotional service under the energy or the Daivi Prakriti. This is Radharani. I would like now, because you have thought so much and make it very easy for all of us, I want to tell you a pastime of Radharani, because that's easy. Philosophy, I also know all these things only by making notes. I'm also not very good in this, but have to. We want to hear how Radharani appeared. No?
Yes.
That we want to hear. That we want to know. Good. So Narada Muni, the great architect of Krishna's pastimes, no? He had heard that his Lord, Krishna, had appeared in this world. And it was known that he was somewhere in Vrindavan. So he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and he went to Gokula, and when he saw the Lord as he was playing amongst the cowherd men and women, the calves, with his older brother, who is the brother? Balarama, yes. He was enthralled. Enthralled means he was delighted to see. But he had a question. Where is his energy? Remember, you can understand a person through his energy. Where is Radha? So he knocked at all doors. Is there a little girl just born? And special? And Brijbasis, yes, there were a few girls just born. They showed. But Narada, thank you. I'm still looking for a very special girl. So one day, after a long time, he knocked at the palace of, which was there in, I don't know where it was at that time, I think of at Raval, a small palace, of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Vrishabhanu Maharaj saw Narada Muni. Oh, Narada, what can I do for you? Was there someone born in your house recently? Yes, said Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And somehow he was very moved. I have a son. So Narada Muni, you know, could understand. This was not an answer the way you answer when you hear such a simple question. There were tears in his eyes. Yes, I have a son. Can I see the son? Said Narada Muni. And he went inside. What is his name? Said Narada Muni. Asked Narada Muni. Vrishabhanu Maharaj said, We called him Shri Dham. But he was sad. He was, why is he not happy? Aha, you called him Shri Dham, said Narada Muni. I give you a blessing. This boy of you will become the best friend of Lord Krishna. Okay, said Narada Muni, I guess I go now. So he turned around and he knew. Shimana said, can you please just stop for a moment? I also have a girl. But the girl is deaf. She's blind. And she has not spoken a word. Can you please bless her? She needs to speak, to see, to hear, to play like all children. Oh, said Narada Muni, can I see the girl, please? So he was led into what is called the Antapura. These are the inner rooms. Even when you visit now Brijbasis, who are a little bit well-to-do like farmers, you will see there is a section in the house, the inner chambers, where normally no man can come outside of the family. That's where the ladies stay in a very protected atmosphere. So Narada Muni was brought, and the moment he saw the girl, she knew, that's the girl, that is my Radha. He was overcome with ecstatic symptoms, but no Vaishnav that we learn from Narada Muni is showing his ecstatic symptoms or his publicly. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj was there, and also Vrishabhanu Maharaj was relating to this person like a little small girl, but not knowing that she's the goddess, the divine goddess who has come in a disguise. So Narada Muni said, we need to make here a proper birth ritual. I need now an Ajman pot. I need a ghee lamp. I need a bell. I need so many things, you know, a big list by which he kept Vrishabhanu busy. And Vrishabhanu went out. And Narada Muni, with tears in his eyes, saw this baby who started to first become full of light, and then she changed into the form of a Kishori, means youthful Radha, with blue zari. How else does Radharani look? How her complexion looks? Golden, yes, golden. Normal golden or an effulgence, I think you want to say, no? Fully decorated. And Narada Muni became so jubilant, so ecstatic. In ISKCON language, you would say he danced up and down and he chanted Hare Krishna. That is questionable if he did it like this, but he totally became ecstatic. He bowed down and he prayed, and Radha then accepted his worship and crossed a finger to her lips and disappeared, because she waited for that moment where Krishna would come. He came later when it was her first birthday. Then Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they were invited by Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Come, the birthday of my little girl. She is a little, she doesn't see, but she is so blissful. Come. So there was a big birthday feast, and during the birthday feast, Krishna crawled away. He went to the, what are the rooms called where the ladies are kept and protected? Antapura, yes, you have listened. And there she saw Srimati Radharani and he somehow went up the cradle. That's how I heard it. It was a little cradle. He helped himself up by the sticks and then looked at Srimati Radharani, and as his eyes fell on her, her eyes opened, and she and all her senses started function, because Radha had requested, when Krishna had requested her, come, let us do our lila in this world, anugrahaya bhaktanam, to show mercy to the our devotees, let us have our lila here. Radha said, no, I don't go where there is no Vrindavan, I don't go where there is no Yamuna, I don't go where there is no Giriraj, yes, very important to Vrindavan Dham. I don't go there. Then Krishna said, okay, Giriraj, you have heard, come also, Yamuna, you have heard, come. And Vrajaraj, you dust of Vrindavan. I heard the dust is in Vrindavan is powder from a certain stone which you will like, the Chintamani stone, which can fulfill all desires. No? Prabhupada says, the dust of Hyderabad cannot fulfill your desires, but the dust of Vrindavan is special. It can fulfill all desires. So yeah, my dear devotees, let me now look at the wristwatch. I have so much more, but I will not do this. I will ask you to chant now 10 names of Radha, which are given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Stava Mala, and it is said anyone who chants them, I will read you Rupa Goswami's, how do you say, Shrutifal? Yeah, let me just, I can't guarantee that this, well, can you please come? They don't follow my command. Nothing follows my command. It said, he who reads this confidential prayer, which bears the title Ananda. What does Ananda mean? Bliss. Bliss, correct. Ananda Chandrika, the moonlight of bliss. So he who reads this, and which is beautiful with 10 names of the Queen of Vrindavan, becomes free from all troubles. Free from all troubles and decorated with great good fortune. Isn't that nice? Yeah. So, becoming free. Do you have troubles? Yes. What? No, not in public. I know some of you have fertility problems, some of you have quarrels, some have a low self-esteem perhaps. That's at least what I hear in darshans, what devotees say. So one becomes free from all troubles and decorated with great good fortune. He quickly becomes the object of Sri Sri Radha Madhava's mercy. Good, no? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. Radha, please fold your hands. Radha Damodara Preshta.
Radha Damodara Preshta.
Radhika Vashabhanavi.
Radhika Vashabhanavi.
Samasta Balavi Vrinda.
Samasta Balavi Vrinda.
Dami lotang samalika. Dami lotang samalika.
Dami lotang samalika.
Krishna.
Priyavali mukhya.
Gandharva. Lalita Sakhi, Vishaka Sakya Sukhini,
Vishaka Sakya Sukhini,
Hari Hrit Bringa Masyari,
Hari Hrit Bringa Masyari,
Bhajami Radham,
Bhajami Radham,
Aravinda Netram, Smarami Radham,
Smarami Radham,
Madura Smitasyam,
Madura Smitasyam,
Vadami Radham,
Vadami Radham,
Karuna Bharatram,
Karuna Bharatram,
Tato Mamanyasti,
Tato Mamanyasti,
Gato na kvapi. We first heard the 10 names of Srimati Radharani. Radha, she was dear to Lord Damodar, was his greatest worshipper, the first of Krishna's beloved, and also an expert singer and musician. So these names we heard, and we ended our little prayer session with a prayer by Raghunath Goswami. It says, I worship Radha, who has beautiful lotus eyes. I remember or think of Radha, who has a beautiful smile. In Ujjal Nilamoni, we hear that once a bold cowherd boy, very outspoken, he came to Radha with a message from Krishna. And he noted that Radha was putting her head down, and she didn't look at him, but he also noticed she was smiling. So she said, O Radharani, Veera says, with beautiful teeth. When Krishna is near you, why do you choose to hide your smile while pretending to fix the pearl in your nose? Why do you hide your smile? The slightly visible splendor of your charming teeth already eclipses the sweetness of the moon's nectarian beams. So they reveal the happiness playing upon your lips. Why do you hide your happiness? And make some decoration adjustment, which is not even necessary. So here Raghunath says, Smarami Radham, I remember Radha, who has a very sweet smile. It said when she slightly opens her lips, then in the sky appear white jasmine and lotuses just by her beautiful smile. And when she closes her lips again or tries to hide her smile, all this disappears as fog in the morning. She is a transcendental goddess. Vadami Radham, I speak of Radha, Karuna Bharatram, whose heart melts with compassion.
we hear that once a jiva came to take shelter after a long, long journey through the cycle of birth and death. It came to take shelter in Vrindavan. And this jiva had tremendous troubles. You know, life in Vrindavan is not always easy because externally it is hot, externally it's overcrowded. And some people, if you don't know how to act properly, will see you as Western potmanis, you know, only bringers of money. So, yes, so this person came and was crying and crying and crying. And the Padma Purana says, Radha became attentive and said to Lalita, "Who's crying?" And Lalita came back, "It's an ordinary person. You don't need to be concerned." But Radha said, no, someone who comes to my place is not an ordinary person. Someone who comes to my place is an extraordinary person. Bring that person." And her heart, you know, Karuna Bharatram, was already melting. And when he saw that person, the person was even in the body of a jackal. You know, it's like jackal, you know, it's almost like jackal, yeah, almost like a peaceful version of a wolf, you know. So she touched him with her play lotus, and all obstacles will be removed. So we pray on Radhastami that our numerous obstacles on the path of Krishna Bhakti will be removed by the great mercy of Radharani. We are all troubled. Who of you is 25 years old and above? Those who have just hit 25 years, you are swallowed up to your knees by the snake of death. You're still living, you're flapping around. Yes. Who of you is 50? You are swallowed by the snake of death up to your waist. Now, a secret. Now, who of you is 75? No, Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj? I know all others are. Jaigora, no? I know Brito is also, he's the same age or young, a little younger, I think, than my physical. So, but if you're 75, you are swallowed by the snake of time up to your chest. So it's good to make some plans, Prabhus. Imagine. There is we have a problem. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings, "Vrishabhanu pure janamaloivo javate vi vaha hobe Raja gopi bava hoibe svabava anabava nara hibe." And so on. I cannot sing so beautifully, so I will not. Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes a plan beyond death. He says, I have a plan. I want to take my birth near the place where Radha lives in Yavat, and my idea is that at that time, my whole disposition, its inner orientation and character will be that of a servant of Radha, a Braja Gopi. Any other mood will not remain. So he makes a plan beyond this life. I think we all need to look beyond this one life, which is so short, but which has so much of a power to engage our mind. We interact with this world. I heard a few days ago from one very, very respected speaker in our ISKCON society, the devotees seem to know more about ISKCON, what's going on there, than they know about bhakti and about Radha and Krishna. They don't increase their knowledge about bhakti and Radha Krishna. Your stay in ISKCON, yes, will be brief, you know. The snake of time will not leave you alone, even though you are in ISKCON. We have not heard. In fact, we have heard that older devotees leave their bodies. That is what we have heard and seen. So, yes, don't engage all your mind power in that which moves away, which is like fog or like raindrops early in the morning on the grass surrounding Singhachalam. Don't make this your only reality. It is evanescent. It will today here, tomorrow gone. No? Think about where will you go when the snake makes its final gulp, and then only your sikha will, if you still have one at that time, or your hair will look out of the mouth, you know, and that's the death, no? Better to be there. And I find devotees and our movement have come to the realization the easiest way to become situated in reality, real reality, again, reality, is simply addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as, how do you address the Lord? Energy of the Lord? Hare, yes, you know everything. You need to know in some ways. I'm quoting here Prabhupada. Simply addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hari. Now, who is this energy, if I may ask? Srimati Radharani, yes. Simply addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hari and the Lord Himself as Krishna very soon situates the Lord within the heart of the devotee. By thus addressing Radha and Krishna, one directly engages in His Lordship's service. The essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge is present when one addresses the Lord and His energy. By the Hare Krishna mantra, for this transcendental sound vibration can completely liberate a conditioned soul and directly engage him in the devotional service of the Lord. That's why we always chant and have this Kirtan Mela during Radhastami, and when someone leaves the body, we all intuitively know, yes, let's get a Kirtan group together. Now it's time for the, now only one thing can help. Hare Krishna. Huh? Yes, my dear devotees, there are so many pages and pages and pages for this. I'm very imperfect. I have only the smallest time window for this. And I thank you for your attention. I'm a little sorry that I sometimes poked you, because I do know from my own experience in a class, if the lecturer gets on my case, then I can't sleep, because social media is not good, you know. I'm joking. So please forgive me, and please join me today. Again. Krishna, my dear devotees, I won't be able to take any questions now, because already the Kirtan Mela will start at 10 o'clock here and will continue throughout the day. But one last thing, please. one verse from the Naradiya Purana, where Krishna speaks about how dear Radha is to him. Satyam satyam,
satyam satyam,
puna satyam,
satyam,
satyam eva, puna puna. Have you heard one word was often said by Krishna? Satyam, yes, it means in truth. So, and then puna satyam, again in truth. Satyam eva, certainly in truth. Puna, again and again, I'm saying this. Now, what? Veena, Radha, Pasadena, Mat Prasado, Navityate. So here, Sri Krishna says, O Narada. It's so nice to see your enthusiasm. Yes, let us first hear it, because when we just speak, our attention will go to the speak, but not to the content, perhaps, sometimes. O Narada, I solemnly, means really, I truthfully, solemn. What means solemn? Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj. I very seriously declare to you again and again that without the mercy of Sri Radha, Veena Radha Prasadena, my mercy does not arise. So, good place to be, Radhastami, and pray for the mercy of Radha, then the mercy of Krishna will come. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Srila Sachinandan Maharaj ki jai.